very special edition of On Time with Bobby Bones. Thank you so much. Hello and welcome. Man, what a great night. Glad you guys are here. I'm your host, Bobby Bones, or as a troll on Twitter likes to refer to me as the guy whose radio show is single-handedly ruining country music. And I would say that he's just a loser guy who's living in his mom's basement. That's what you say about trolls. But honestly, in today's economy, like having an entire basement to yourself may actually impress a few ladies. So I will digress and just say thank you for being here. Tonight, as always, we have some great guests stopping by the show, which, by the way, this show is at my house. People are like, what's up with your fancy studio? This is cardboard. Oh, can you imagine if that thing fell? So tonight, big stars have stopped by the house. I do think my neighbors wonder what the heck is going on because there are just cars lined all up and down the street. And I never have parties, but they are here and they are waiting. People like country superstar Dustin Lynch, he is... And I would say he's in the house, but he's literally in my house right now. He's going to hang out and play some songs here for a little bit. And artist Tierra is here too, who I invited her because she came and she played on my show. And she was so freaking good that I was like, I've got to find other ways to include her in things I do just because she is such a good new artist. And so I invited her to come over. And so they're going to play music. It's going to be fantastic. We actually have a banjo player sitting in here with us right now who... Mike, can you have that mic for a second? He did not know this was coming.
No.
So I walked in. I'm in a bedroom in my house. By the way, welcome to my bedroom. What's your name?
Patrick.
Patrick. I don't even, we said hello. I mean, I walked in like 2 minutes ago, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And I said, hey, guy, nice banjo.
Yes.
And I said, who are you here with? And you're here with?
I just snuck in.
Yes, that's what he just saw. There was live music playing here, and so he just came over to the house. No, but you're playing with Dustin?
Yes, sir.
And so how long have you been playing banjo for Dustin Lynch?
About 2.5-3 months maybe now.
Oh, you're new?
Yeah, brand new.
Did you just learn the banjo?
I did during the pandemic.
You're kidding me.
I'm joking.
So where does one learn? Because is that a banjo or a ganjo?
This is a real banjo. That's,
see, ganjo players are fake and they're frauds, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
That's disingenuine.
Although I like the ganjo. I would do that because I can play guitar, but I can't play the banjo, so yeah, I fake it. But I would think, because a ganjo, explain this to me. A ganjo has 6 strings, but sounds like a banjo and looks like a banjo. But do you play it like guitar chords?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Okay, so that's what posers do.
Right.
And I would be proud to be a poser, by the way.
Right,
so,
right, right.
But you play the banjo.
Yes.
And so... what's different about the guitar, other than there being 5 strings?
Right.
What's different about the guitar than the banjo in technically?
It's pretty similar. You could actually tune like the guitar similar to banjo, and some people do that.
So. Did you grow up playing the banjo, or were you a guitar player that learned the banjo?
My dad had a banjo lying around the house, but then I never played it. And then I got a guitar, and then it wasn't like cool to play banjo. So then... I don't know. Eventually, I picked it up.
Are you shocked I'm talking to you on camera right now?
Yeah, I'm shocked you're just talking to me. Piano, I guess. Let on the camera.
So, do you know my favorite banjo lick of all time? Is that something you have to learn when you first play the banjo?
Yeah, it's like the first thing you should learn, or else you shouldn't play. Unless you're playing like ganjo, then you don't play that.
Ganjo's for losers. Gun. Yeah. And at what age did you start to play the banjo?
Probably about like 16, 17.
Do people think a banjo playing 16-year-old is cool?
No.
Because I would think that would be growing up in Arkansas where I grew up. I didn't know anybody played the banjo. I mean, I didn't know anybody played the guitar, really.
Right.
But did you also know how to play the guitar?
Yeah, I learned guitar first, then taught myself banjo.
Have you played in other bands in town?
Yeah, I played in another band for a while, but I wasn't playing banjo.
Okay,
that ruined your probably.
Well, I thought you were like a specialty banjo player here.
No.
What were you playing?
Pedal steel guitar.
That's even cooler.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you sit down. Show me on camera. Am I on? This is where you do this. That's where that happens.
Exactly.
So, did you realize that there is kind of a void? Because, listen, I was talking to, I'm going to name drop a little bit because sometimes I'm cool. Not often, but sometimes. I was hanging out with Brothers Osborne the other day, and they were talking about how they grew up playing bass, and they thought it was so lame until they realized everybody needs a bass player.
Right.
There are guitar players everywhere.
Right.
But bass playing, everybody needs a good bass player.
Yeah.
And they didn't quite appreciate it till later in life. Did you find that with steel and banjo?
Totally. And I wanted to play bass first, too, for that same reason. But my parents had like the foresight to be like, you're going to get bored of that, so play the guitar and then banjo. And my best friend got me the gig who plays with Brothers Osborne right now.
What's your name again?
Patrick.
I mean,
Lyons.
We just met. Patrick, I didn't know your last name. What is it?
Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S.
L-Y-O-N-S. Do you have a social media presence?
Yes, I do.
Let me see what you got here. And then we'll bring in the stars and stuff. Yeah, I got jokes, too.
I feel like people are hating
me. I literally just walked in. I was working today. I was over at the house getting ready for tomorrow's radio show. I've been doing just what I do, right? And I walked over, and he's just sitting in here by himself. And I'm like, hello, random banjo player. And then the show started, and here we are. Okay, let me look you up here. I just want to take a look at you.
Sure.
P-A-T-R-I-C-K.
No, it's just Pat, sorry. Pat Lyons.
Pat Lyons.
Music.
Maybe. Oh, Pat Lyons Music. There you are.
There it is.
You have 2,860 followers.
I do.
I see you're married.
I am.
She's way prettier than you are.
Way, way prettier.
I feel that. That's how it is in my relationship. All right. What's happening? Somebody's looking in the door. I'm talking with Pat, the banjo player. Yeah,
okay.
It's fantastic. Okay, so Pat, I appreciate you. Yeah, I know you're not trying to steal anyone's thunder.
Not at all. I'm gonna get fired for this, I feel.
You know what? I tell you what, and if you get fired, what I will do is remember this story.
Yeah, exactly.
That's about it. That's all I can really do. All right, Mike, we'll take that mic. Mike D, we'll take that mic back from Pat, and we'll hear a little banjo later. But as always, when we start out, let's do a monologue so short that Kevin Hart feels tall around it. It's three quick jokes for the folks. Here we go. Let's go. All right, no pressure because there's no audience. There's no audience with Pat, so if these jokes suck, it's both good and bad because normally they would laugh, you know? Now he doesn't have a mic. You don't talk. You don't have a mic. Now, yeah, there you go. All right, first up, joke number one. A new survey finds that millions of Americans are suffering from phone addiction. Health officials are warning Americans that excessive phone use can result in dread, anxiety, irritability, all that when a phone isn't available. And the thing that, what else did it say? I forgot what it said because I got a notification on Instagram and somebody liked my, I forgot, but I'm sure it was an important story, so phones are bad or something, so go check that out. Joke number two. A Wyoming rancher was pinned under an ATV for 2 days after a rollover crash. He was badly hurt. He is expected to recover. He was a rancher. The four-wheeler was on top of him. All he had was water and Keystone Light from his cooler. That's how he survived for 2 days, drinking bottled water and beer. I'm glad he's alive. It's a harrowing tale for sure. Yet some people I know would call that just a weekend in Arkansas. And finally, Bill Cosby's potential stand-up tour is already being restricted by comedy clubs in America. He wants to go on tour, but the Comedy Cellar in New York City said Cosby will not set foot on their historic stage. So it's not working out for Cosby as he had hoped. He didn't even have a chance to announce that Matt Lauer, Casey Anthony, and O.J. Simpson would serve as openers on his original Criminals of Comedy tour. Allegedly, of course. There you go. That's it. Those are your three jokes for the folks. Thank you very much. Back on. I have my Sizzin hat on. By the way, this is Raymundo, who works on my show. I think this is a merch line, and I think he's keeping all the money himself. I don't think there's any charitable aspect, but he's selling them. I don't even know how you buy them, but this is support. You guys, take a picture, take a screenshot right now, and tag Raymundo on Instagram. I'll pause for 1 second. All right, got it. All right, my first guest tonight has over 2.2 billion digital streams over the course of his career since his 2012 debut, which was Cowboys and Angels. His current single, Thinking About You, featuring Mackenzie Porter, is climbing, and it's fantastic. He's got so many good songs, and if he's not on stage, you can find him out on a boat drinking tequila. Please welcome a guy that I know. I've met more than a few times. Dustin Lynch, everybody. There he is. Yeah. There he is. There he is. It's a very small crowd. We don't really clap a lot.
It's all
but
good.
Have a seat. Hold the guitar if you want to.
Small body. Yeah,
well. Well, have you ever had a warmer introduction than a guy that I've met a few times? That's a good one, huh?
You got my name right. That's great. Some of these smaller fairs still mess it up.
How you been?
Good. It's been awesome.
Every time I look, and I know this is your real life, but every time I look, you're on a tractor on your land.
Yeah, pretty much. I think the tractor reminds me, hey, dude, you should probably post on Instagram. That's why it seems like that.
The pictures are, it's almost like, You're the Kylie Jenner of John Deere because your pictures are perfect. It's like,
can we please save that clip? I want to send that to him. That's awesome.
It's the greatest picture. And I know you're legitimately doing this because I would not call you out to your face because I'm a coward, but I would call you out away from your face and go, that ain't true. He's just taking pictures. But I know that you, it's like John Party, who's a friend of mine. That guy is on his land working all the time.
Yeah. That's what we love to do. I don't know. There's something concrete about working like that, and honestly, it's just, we're still in the sandbox just with bigger tractors, right? I mean, that's kind of what it is.
When you're on the track, because I just did an episode of my show Breaking Bobby Bones where I was running a combine, and that's very expensive.
Yeah.
If you break your tractor, do you have a guy? Do you have like your own guy that comes to your place?
Luckily, the John Deere shop, one of their mechanics lives out past my property, so he can kind of hit me on the way home because I have needed him before in a crunch.
Relatable story. My TV went out a minute ago over at the house. I was watching some clips for tomorrow's radio show, and my TV goes out, the volume goes out, and I have a guy that will come and fix stuff at the house.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, I'm down in Franklin, can't get there now, but let me see. Can you text your guy and be like, hey, my Jimmy's broken on my Willie.
Yeah, exactly.
And he can be there by 6.
Yeah, he can. Yeah, absolutely. That's I'm a hobby farmer, so it's not a big deal, right? It's not some rush where I've got to get corn out of the field before it rains or whatever. So it's not a big deal. But being that it's by his house to and from work, he can hit me before or after work.
See, what do you farm? A hobby farmer, what do you farm?
Yeah, so I really just plant for my wildlife. So I bought a piece of property that was pretty much decimated by a logging company. So I got it on the cheap, which was great. And I've had it for a few years, and I've adopted a couple neighboring farms through those years. So it's become a pretty much a full-time job to keep it up.
So what's the goal then?
The goal is, like, I'm so happy. I was out there this morning and just seeing wildlife. I love to be outside and watch it. And we had some baby turkeys kind of get up in front of me as I was pulling out of the farm. And that didn't happen 3 years ago. I didn't see any turkeys. I hardly saw any deer. And now they're abundant. And so I have more fun with the process of planting food and watching them multiply. And I'm helping my neighbor out with some of his cattle. So, I'm just getting back into it and learning that life. That was my first job. Working down the street from my home on my buddy's cattle farm was my first gig. So I'm kind of getting back to my roots with that.
It's cool because when people get success, they tend to be more of what they really are. If that's a jerk, if it's an awesome person, if it's somebody charitable, if it's somebody who loves the land. And I say that in talking about you because the more success you get, you go and do more of, because you have the ability to do more of what you really love. And it's you freaking being the Kardashian of farmers.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. I tell my buddy that farms for a living up in Kentucky. I was like, I can't believe I've worked my whole life at music to be like you, you know? And I'm envious of his lifestyle that he gets to just work with his hands and plant stuff, grow it, and then pick it and sell it. I mean, that's just an awesome living to me.
That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool that you get to now, like, pursue what you love to do as well as what you love to do. You know, it's a pretty blessed life.
It is. And it's a great contrast too, because, you know, on the weekends I'm out entertaining people. And then when I'm on the farm, I'm pretty much just solo.
Do you have a boat?
I do.
Dang. What's that like?
I do. It's great, man.
Do you keep it at your house or do you keep it somewhere?
Both. Yeah.
Do you have two boats?
I've got three.
Oh my God. How much money do you have in your wallet, right?
No,
do you have
please.
Cash? Do you keep cash? No,
it's a blessing. I've only bought one of the three.
Did two people give you both?
I guess. Didn't give me. We played a show for the FLW, which is a fishing tour. We played their cup at the end of the season, and part of our payment was I got to design a boat of my choice and they would ship it to me. So that's my fishing boat.
That is unreal.
And then John Party and I work with a company called Centurion Boats. They're out of California. And they send us, we get to design a boat every single season with them and use it for the summer. And then we get to promote it and hopefully find a home for it after the summer. So I have three boats, but the only boat I bought was my pontoon boat, which is just pretty much floating couches. It's wonderful.
So you don't have like a wake.
I do. That's what the Centurion is.
Oh, it is. I don't know anything about boats. Like, I see people go out on boats. I was in a boat club once.
We got to get you out surfing.
Dumbest money I ever spent.
Have you ever
wake surfed? Let me tell you about my boat club for a minute. I'd sign up and I'd pay the $200 a month. I'd be like, come get a boat anytime you want. And I'd be like, well, I'd like one on Saturday. Clickety click, Saturday's booked. Okay, take one Sunday morning. Clickety click, Sunday. But you know what? Tuesday at 3 p.m., it's available for 2 hours. It sucked.
Yeah.
And so I was in that for a year, and then I thought, I'm never buying a boat. And then I said, I'm going to ask Dustin Lynch, and if he has over two boats, I might buy one. And what do we know? Here we are.
Please don't buy one. Use mine. All my friends. I never get to use mine.
Wake surf a little bit.
Yeah.
Wake skate way more.
Okay.
Wake board hurts.
Yeah, wakeboard, I retired in 2005.
I just wiped out. The wipeouts were too violent for me.
Yeah, you're hitting hard. You're getting whiplash every time you fall on a wakeboard, I think. Because you've got to go, 27 miles an hour or something?
I don't know. I was just like, let's go! And then,
I haven't done it in so long. I don't even know how to do it anymore, but it does.
So you surf, though.
I do, yeah, because you're going 11 miles an hour. You can't really get hurt surfing.
Here's my problem surfing. I can never let go of the rope. And I'm a decent athlete still. You know, I'm 71, but I'm a decent athlete still.
I can get up.
Yep.
And I can have the rope and I can stay right on the edge of the wake, but I can't get close enough to the boat to let go of the rope.
Right.
What do I do?
Find the pocket. You got to just come out with me. Okay. I've got it.
Here's the thing. This is Nashville showbiz talk. We leave here and then it's, hey man, see you next time. And then you come in again in like, I don't know, 5 months and you're like, hey, you got to come out on the boat. And it's just kind of the game we play, you know?
No, come on. I had Rod out on the boat last week, right. 2 weeks ago.
Also, don't
come
really,
out.
I just would feel awkward. Then I'm going to have my shirt off and then you're ripped. And oh, I'm please. Like,
life jacket. Doesn't matter. That's the great part about surfing. You're wearing a life jacket. So I don't matter if you have a shirt on.
Let's talk music. Now I'm uncomfortable. Right. Let's talk music. by the way, you're going to play an unreleased song in a second.
Yeah.
Which I just saw on my piece of paper that you're doing something unreleased.
Yeah.
So why? Why would you do this in a good way? Like, are you just so excited to have new music that you're like, no, I just want to play this for people?
That's it. Yeah, we performed, Mackenzie and I performed Think About You, and I'm like, you know what, this is just fun, and let's play two songs we've never played for you. So we're going to play one we haven't released and one that we released back on my birthday about boats.
I mean, I love it both. And then let's do one of them now, and we'll talk a little more.
Yeah.
But did you know I met your banjo player earlier?
I know, I heard.
Yeah, we had a whole talk. Yeah. Well, I walked in, and he was sitting by himself. And I was
watching you guys on the monitors, and then you guys just went in. I was like, all right, this rules.
Well, this poor guy was sitting here by himself and lonely. And when I was growing up, I was often that kid in the cafeteria. And I was like, there's me alone in the cafeteria. Although I didn't have that much
That's
hair on my chin.
That's never alone in the cafeteria. Don't
well, and
you,
I was like, Pat, how are you? And so we started talking. His wife's way prettier than he is. We had that in common. And so.
Well, play music.
Next thing you know, him and I are going on the boat tomorrow.
Great.
It's crazy. Yeah. All right. So tell me, because again, I've not heard this song.
Yeah.
So tell me about the song, what this is about.
Sure.
Just the whole story.
This is a song actually I wrote in 2013.
Why now? Like what, how did this stay floating?
So exactly. I think for a reason, right? That's why I want to play it and see if people like it tonight. But it's a song that I've just kept coming back to. I don't know why it didn't make sense to put it out over the last few albums we had recorded, but it just hadn't. And I was actually out writing my last co-write with Busby out at his place in Pasadena, California. And it reminded me of this song. This was May 6th of 19, I think. It reminded me of this song, and I sent it to my producer just kind of because I didn't think he would get it. And he immediately called me. He's like, what is this? And it just kind of, it's been around since then, and here we are to perform it for everybody for the first time. So
let me ask you a real dumb guy question. Why have you not cut it on your past records?
I'm not sure. I've always loved it. It's just been something that it feels like the time's right now. So we have recorded it at the end of last year, and we'll be releasing it sooner than later, I hope, if people dig it. So
and what's cool about this, and I ask all those questions, that if you're going to have a song from that long ago that you wrote, it has survived.
Yeah, hundreds.
People pitching songs at you,
thousands,
you taking
yeah,
songs,
in that case.
You writing songs. Like, that is the true testimony of you loving a song.
Yeah.
So I'm anxious to hear this. it is called
Pasadena.
Pasadena. And now, is it about Pasadena?
It's not about, well, it is, but it's about Pasadena, Texas. Okay. I played a show down there. I think 2 weeks before we wrote this. And it was, we played a little rodeo arena down there, and yeah, the rest is in the lyric, I guess.
Okay, we're gonna hear Pasadena in like 5 seconds. A person on the stream on Twitch here asked, "What does Dustin listen to when he's in the tractor?"
Gosh, I'm all over the map. There's a great radio station out by the farm that is a small town station, and they play like stuff from the '60s and '70s.
I freaking have a radio show. What's happening here? At least lie and say me. No. That's what I like to listen to a lot too.
That's rare. I don't get that in Nashville on the radio. So that's kind of what I'm listening to when I'm in the tractor most.
There you go. Thank you for that question.
I haven't figured out how the Bluetooth works on my tractor. So I'm FM still.
Does your tractor have Bluetooth
It
now?
Does. Yeah,
it does.
Uh-huh.
The tractor that I was in had it all. Like I was in, like the little, you know, what do you call that place you drive?
Cockpit?
Cabin?
Yeah.
Cabin?
Sure. I don't know.
Cockpit?
Yeah.
I was in there.
I mean, a combine looks more like
I was watching
like
Real Housewives. I was doing some corn.
Right?
It's a whole thing.
Sure, you had screens everywhere.
I had cameras everywhere.
And you guys had GPS where you just lock it in and it...
They wouldn't let me do that because they were trying to see if I would fail. And I did fail. I dropped my radio. When you drop your radio, it pulls over and I killed like 5 rows of corn. Yeah. It was a whole thing. Anyway, not about me. Pasadena. You wrote this about Pasadena, Texas. Yep. This is unreleased stuff right here. This is the first time you ever heard this. First time I ever heard it. Dustin Lynch, everybody.
I hope we can pull it off. You ready, Pat? Yep. Here we go. Flyer in her hair, said she wasn't from around here. I said, me neither, girl, ain't that a daisy? Fancy meeting you like this, girl, I don't believe this is on a blind coincidence. I'm thinking maybe we should stay a while, see where it leads us. I think we got something cool between us, and we've got 2 more nights before leaving Pasadena. A sunny morning about 9:15. She had to go her way and I had to go mine. But I go back there all the time in my mind. In my mind, I'm still in Pasadena. Smell the freedom in the air back there in Pasadena. I still see that lightning striking back in Pasadena. Feel her hands all over me in Pasadena. Wonder if she ever thinks about me. Pasadena.
Come on, man, that's awesome. You know, I don't know why I'm so drawn to your slow songs. Like, I'm listening to that. And I love it. And if I didn't, I'd be like, look at that, Dustin Lynch. Like, that's how, that's my tell.
My tell is if I,
my tell is always,
show me your cards.
If I just go, well, how about that? There he is. That's the Dustin Lynch. But I really like that song.
Thank you. I do too.
But as I'm listening to it, I'm thinking, all right, what other Dustin stuff do I like really like? But I'm drawn to all your slow songs. Why am I in love with you? Can you answer that for me?
I wonder why it is the slow songs.
No, because you go back to Cowboys and Angels, mm-hmm. which I like. But now it's just been a long time. You know, I've heard it enough times. The song you did with Karen.
Love Me or Leave Me Alone.
Are you kidding me? Maybe my favorite song. This one here has a chance to really jump up in that Mount Rushmore of songs. But that one, what other ballads have you released as singles?
Really, just Cowboys and Angels. Mama's House had a lot more rock to it.
Was the Karen Fairchild not a ballad, not a single?
No, I wish it was.
God, that was the best song ever. Yeah.
I wish it was. Yeah, we didn't release that as a single to country radio.
And who do I need to scold?
I'll tell you
off camera.
Yes.
Because, hey, that song's awesome.
Thank
you. Like, no bullcrap, that song's awesome.
Yeah, I think there's a reason it stuck around for so long.
Yeah, me too. I got a little emotional. I winked at Mike D over there, dude. I was like, I feel it. I really felt love for him during that. Okay, I got a couple things I want to talk about.
Let's do it.
People are asking about you back on the road. Are you out?
Yeah we're out. Playing shows as they come in, of course, and that's an every week thing for us. But we're out pretty solid through the summer, every weekend, really.
What was your first show back like? Like, the first time you walked back on stage?
Well, it was different for us because it was a different type of show. We held a weekend out in Vegas called The Pool Situation.
That's right. You and a whole bunch of people. Yeah. Was Jordan out
Jordan
there?
Davis yeah. was there. Hardy was there. And we had McKenzie come out and Brandi Cyrus DJ'd a couple times, which was a lot of fun. And it was just amazing. Vegas had opened up June 1st and everybody arrived June 3rd. So it couldn't have been more perfect timing for us. I was really happy with our team for putting that together. You know, when everything else was shut down, we took a chance on a weekend and it worked out for us.
First time you did a show that was about you.
Yeah, it would have been in Valdosta, Georgia, and which was wonderful. I got to have my grandparents come over from Florida for that. And my parents went down on the bus with me, and just an amazing night to have everybody, you know, the family reunion back there for the first show back. And just, it was scary. It was the first time we had done a full band set with our, you know, production and everything. And you're just hoping you hit all your marks. And we came off stage really jacked up. It was a lot of fun. We did good for our first time back, I think.
Let's talk honestly for a second. Let's say you're playing a show and you're killing it. And it's like, this is Dustin Lynch. Are you still doing the boat, by the way, or are you done with the boat?
I hadn't done the boat in a minute. I want to bring it back at some point.
Okay. And so you're feeling good. You're like, let's get the boat out. We got one more song and you're ready to kill it. And let's say Pat sucks and he hits like a couple bad notes and you feel it. Do you have a word with him or do you just go, you know what? He knows.
After the show, you're saying?
Yeah. Like,
bad notes pretty much happen every night, you would say, right?
But let's just say Pat really is off his game for some reason. Will you go?
I'm not picking on Pat. I'm just saying as a band.
Yeah, I'm picking on Pat, but just for an example. Yes. So will you have a talk with them?
Oh, well, usually after the show, we jump on the bus, us as a band, and we'll talk through the show on what moments we liked, what worked, maybe didn't work, what we could change. And yeah, I mean, we'll always dog each other and laugh about it. It's never like, you know, it's never one of these. It's kind of just, like, really, dude? You know, we're pulling each other's leg.
Are you the leader out there?
On stage?
With the crew, all the time with the crew. Are you the leader?
For sure.
I like that.
For sure, yeah. I love it. I love that role. We've got a really good group right now of people that are, you know, I think all of us, band and crew, are so excited to be back doing what we love that the energy's never been higher and more positive for us on the road. I think I'm really in love with band and crew right now.
Is there ever a time you weren't in love with your band?
Yes.
Okay. There you go. I won't even ask any more questions. I like the honesty.
Yes.
Mike, do you want to play the game with him about his Instagram pictures?
Yeah.
Do we have a different iPad for that?
We do.
So these are some of your pictures on your Instagram. And I just want a 30-second story about each of these pictures.
Yeah.
And so this is picture, and they're going to put it up on the screen, Mike, or do I show this?
It'll be on the screen.
Okay. So, Dustin, this is picture number one.
Okay. That's Big Sis.
Okay. So about when was this and what was happening?
How old do you think I am there? Is that four? Mom made those outfits for sure. She loves to sew.
Is you no joke?
Yeah, my mom pretty much sewed everything up until Abercrombie and Fitch came out, and then we all had to have that, right? But she sewed those outfits. I'm assuming we're going to church there. Those look like church outfits, probably Easter or something.
So 4 years old with your older sister going to church.
Yeah. You could tell who was in charge there, can't you?
Now this one here I like.
Ha ha ha, thirst trap.
So this is you in some sort of body of water.
That's actually in Bali. And after, that was after we all got what's called the Bali belly. And so you get every, I don't know, it's just what happens when you go.
Where do we get the inside joke? We've never been to Bali.
It's Bali belly.
He's like, you guys know, you've been to Bali. We're like, I don't even know where Bali is, I'll be honest with you.
It's just, you know, when you go to a third world country or wherever,
it's sick.
Bugs. Yeah. So that's the day after we all got sick. All of us guys. That was a trip that me and a few friends from college, we do a new country every year. And that was one of those trips.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was good fun.
Dang.
Minus the stomach bug. Okay. So that is, I don't know who. That's a stranger.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
I thought that was you. I mean, I thought that was like your grandfather.
Exactly.
And so,
I came across, that picture, and it scares me because it is me. I mean, it looks just like me, but I can't figure out if I'm related to him or not.
And you posted it.
I posted it. Everybody thought it was my granddad.
I literally thought it was your grandfather when
crazy?
I saw this picture.
That shows you. There we go, Charlie. Backstage at the Opry there, and that's what I love about the Grand Ole Opry. Is just getting to hang out with legends like someone like Charlie and gosh, the list goes on and new artists, you know, there's kind of the whole buffet of artists backstage hanging out and we have time to catch up and hang and, looks like room number one there. If I know my rooms right beside the stage.
All right. One more.
There we go. This is from the Vegas pool situation. It appears I have, okay, we got a birthday girl on stage. And then I'm trying to think. Okay, that's Mitch. Is that Shay? No, is that her boyfriend?
Left-hand.
Okay. Anyways, some guy that we don't know. I thought I did. I couldn't tell with the beer over his face. But yeah, a little birthday shotgun.
Have you ever done
the least of our worries
little
in Vegas.
Bits like this and you accidentally got drunk? Like you've, and I mean, okay. I really mean accidentally because you're just drinking.
Yes,
having a good
and
time.
I'll tell you whose fault it is. Luke Bryan's. The worst thing to be on stage is have a buzz because I have to start thinking. Usually I don't have to think. It's just natural. And we played Luke Bryan's Crash My Playa every year, and he showed up to my pool party down there. And we have a wheel that we spin on stage, And it's, you know, it has pie slices of different things the band can do. And it kept landing on, it was weighted to where it always landed on me, take a shot. And then when Luke gets on stage, when he's on the microphone, like, spin the wheel. You got to spin the wheel. So he got me drunk at that pool party. We played for like 2.5 hours. It was amazing.
Do you think you're a lot better? Because I've never been drunk. So mm-hmm. I want to be drunk. But when you're drunk, do you think that you're better than you are?
No, I don't.
You don't think so?
I'm so, if I get any sort of buzz like that, I'm so scared that I'm going to mess up that I think I suck at everything.
So that makes it makes you paranoid?
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
Last picture.
I think it's opposite for me.
This is a good one.
Wow. This is one of the greatest nights of my life. That's Reba McEntire and myself as she inducted me to the Grand Ole Opry family. And I did not know she was going to be there. I told my team I didn't want to know who was going to come out and induct me, and it's freaking Reba McEntire comes walking out.
That's awesome.
Very emotional night.
Well, there we go. The trip down Dustin memory lane.
Those are great. Thank you.
What will your mom make me? I'd like to have a...
She's watching right now. You tell her.
Oh, man. Let's see. I would like...
Oh, my gosh. This is great.
Because I'll wear this.
She has a sewing room at the house, so she can...
Does she, by the way, I love your mom and dad, especially your mom.
They're the sweetest.
Yeah. I would like this same shirt, but like in an adult male, like medium. Like if there's a way that you can do this and put a little Bobby on the like like right above the nipple, like as I'm
pocket, right above the pocket.
I would love this, and I will wear this.
That's great.
I want the collar like that. That rocks.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Okay.
When do you think you would wear a shirt like that?
The question to me is when I wouldn't.
Okay. Yeah. Great. We'll see.
Exactly. Let's do the Tequila on a Boat. Is this okay. The song that you recorded with Chris?
Yeah, this is me and Chris Lane. We released this on my birthday. And shoot, I left my phone out there. Can you hit me a...
Hey, this is not a real show. So
we can tune?
Hand me your... Tune away.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, Tequila on a Boat. We put this out with Chris Lane. And a song we've had around for a couple years, believe it or not. And just felt like this summer was time to do it. So
why Chris Lane?
You know, Chris and I toured a couple years ago together, and it's just fun making music with your buddies. He's got this, to me, he's got a little bit of a Matthew McConaughey kind of laid back thing with whenever he delivers a song, and that's what this song needed, I think. So
he gave the same answer, not the Matthew McConaughey thing, but I was with him a few weeks ago, and he was like, we toured together, we were friends, and that's how we recorded the song.
Yeah.
He was like, that was it.
That literally is it. Yeah. I'm so glad that he agreed to do it. We had
he
fun.
Wouldn't have said no though.
I don't know. It's, you know, with, think about you. I realized that finding duet partners can be tough with timing and everything releasing. So I was happy that Chris did it.
Pat, do you sing?
Well, he's okay. About to.
I mean, Pat says like 5 words. How do you get anything from this guy?
He's I would assume you were caught off guard by being interviewed by Bobby Bones when you didn't think you were going.
He's
to.
Bad. When you got a mustache like that, you live life and just let it happen.
This dude rips. Y'all talked about steel guitar, farts? But he's got
music like
playing. Yeah, yeah. He's got if you keep digging on Instagram, you'll find some live stuff, right? Where you're on stage, front man. Yeah.
Pat, stop talking so much, man. You're taking all this time here.
He talks as much as my dad.
All right, let's do Tequila on a Boat. Here's Dustin Lynch.
Yeah. I'm in a shaker full of sea salt. Catching a buzz, but hey, it ain't our fault. Blame it on a Julio. Mix it up, baby, here we go. And time's moving real slow. Drop anchor down out in the middle. Kick back and drink a little tequila on a boat. Boat on a lake. Lake on fire and the tans ain't fake. A girl with a smile smiling at me. Me with my eyes on her in the heat. Yeah, God's taking care of the weather. Woo! Life don't get much better. I sent a cup on my lips. Steal another kiss, take another sip. Tequila on a boat. Oh yeah. Hold up, yeah, time's moving real slow. Drop anchor down out in the middle. Everybody drank a little tequila on a boat on a lake. Lake on fire and the tans ain't fake. A girl with a smile smiling at me. Me with my eyes on her in the heat. Yeah, God's taking care of the weather. Woo! Life don't get much better. I seen a cup on my lips. Steal another kiss, take another sip. Tequila on a boat. And na 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 na. Oh, baby, tequila on a boat.
Come on, that's awesome. Great job.
Thank you.
Fun song. Great job over there, Pat.
Another first for us.
Your mom's online over here.
Yeah.
Patty Black 71. I'm watching her. And I was like, there's no way that's her.
She's hanging out.
Your mom's over here talking crap about me. She's like, I could do his job. I'd be funnier.
Oh, no. That can't be mom. You know better.
I'm literally getting her. What up, Patty Black 71? Now everyone's.
Patty Black. I'm going to ask her about that screen name.
Yeah. Why? what does that mean, Patty Black 71?
I don't know.
Oh, well, she's over here commenting away. She's fantastic.
I love it.
Everybody's asked. This is her last comment. Oh boy, she's coming.
What if it's not her? What if it's another Patty?
Well, everybody keeps saying Miss Lynch. That's got to be her. If not, Patty Black 71, will you make me a shirt that has one of those collars? That would be awesome. Listen, man, congratulations on everything.
And thank you.
Get back at it. That first Pasadena song, I've heard that one a dozen times, so I'm not just like visibly shaken by it because it's just a good song. But that first one, that Pasadena song, that's money.
Thank you. I hope you enjoy the recording.
That's, yeah. What? So are you? Have you? You've recorded
it. We recorded it.
You're just thinking about putting it out?
Yeah. I mean, you're the first person to hear it and comment about it, so it's like, all right.
That's me and Patty Black 71, we both love it over here.
That checks the box. That's good.
Dustin, great to see you, bud.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on.
Pat, you said it all, bud.
Patty Black, right
there. You said it all right there. There he is. Dustin, let's everybody. We're back with Tierra in just a second. Hey, guys. Welcome back to... Dun, dun, dun. This show, On Time with Bobby Bones. I have to look at it. It's to the point, I always dreamed of being confused by all the shows that I do, but it's to the point I had to look at the sign to figure out, is this the Bobby cast? Is this Breaking Bobby Bones?
You have a lot of shows.
Is this the Bobby Bones show? I'm overexposed, friends. My next guest, I will tell you, I brought her in because I just really honestly thought she was so freaking good when she played. I knew she was good by hearing her music online, but then she played on my show and I was like, man, like I gotta have her places. And she's here, and I'm super pumped for you guys to see her. If it's your first time to see her, she just released her self-titled EP earlier this year and has been named basically an artist to watch in 2021 by everybody. If they write things about music, she's on it. She's been featured as a spotlight artist on the Country Top 30 Countdown, which I host and produce in like 200 cities. The Women of iHeart Country, I produce that show. I put her on there every chance I get. She's a talented singer-songwriter that is really destined to be a star. And if she's not, that means country music screwed up. That's all it means. If she's not a star, it means country music is screwed up. And she goes by one name and one name only. Here she is, Tierra. Da, 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 da. I heard her laughing out there. Great to see you, by the way.
Hello.
Again, great to see you.
Great to see you.
But everything I just said, I said to your face last time I saw you.
I know, you did. I guess it's just like, I don't know.
But I don't remember anything, right? I have a terrible memory. I only remember saying it as I was saying it again because it felt familiar.
Yeah.
But like, I truly feel that way. That if you're not a star, this place is broken.
Thanks. I appreciate that. That makes me feel great. Okay, now, since you said it yourself that you forget things,
yeah.
I just have to say, do you know that last time was actually not my first time playing on your show? I've actually been on your show before.
Oh, let's play this game. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, you have.
So.
Wow, hold on. Don't tell me. Okay. Let's play the game. First of all, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I like to say that.
It's okay. It wasn't that memorable. It's fine.
But did you come as, you didn't come as just Tierra though?
I did.
You did?
So, okay.
There's something to this.
I'm just going to tell you.
Go ahead.
You did a contest for Girl Crush for like the best cover and I sent in one of my covers.
But you weren't in the studio.
But technically,
okay,
Bobby,
that doesn't count.
No,
technically. Let's go to the judge. Let's go.
That does not count.
It doesn't count. But no. that also shows you that even before I knew you were like trying to make it, that I thought you were good. Because I got like 10,000 submissions for that thing.
I know.
So you, I don't even remember the bit. I'm going to be honest with you. I do so many bits. But I was looking for the best cover of Girl Crush.
Yeah.
And how did you submit the video?
Through YouTube.
Okay.
I posted a video on YouTube. It's still there.
And then I played it on the air.
Yeah.
Was there like a winner? Snippet. Did they win $1 million or something?
I think they got to come on the show.
Do you know who won?
No, I don't.
Yeah, we don't either. I bet they ain't here now. Well, that's crazy. Good.
I know, yeah. Well, now I'm here. It was like on my bucket list to be on your show for a long time, so here we are.
And we weren't able to work this out, but we can keep every reason private if we need to, but I invited you to come and play at our festival, Bobby Fest, and was like, I will pay you money. Come and play. Come on stage with us. And you weren't able to do it for whatever.
Yeah, no, I'll say it's my honeymoon. That's the only reason I wouldn't come.
That's your business, though, because I didn't want to jump on and say, shut up, honeymoon.
Yeah.
But I was like.
Oh, actually, it's my bachelorette party. Yeah. But if it was anything other than that, I would be there.
I was like, so be there. We're doing this show, and, you know, we're only doing, like, we're doing two festivals. It's like my festival, Raging Idiots, my group. We're headlining in Russell Dickerson and Maddie and Tay, but that's my spot to highlight people that I think are just fantastic. And I was like, we got to call Tierra.
Yeah, I was so excited when they told me. I hope you do it again so that I can play.
I will have you as God and these cameras as my witness. you will do something, okay? Because you're just so good.
Let's
ask some questions about you, though. And so, do you feel like you're getting traction, like good traction, and people are listening? And you're like, wow, I'm actually making a difference here.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of weird because I released my music like during COVID and everything. And so, you know, I kind of just had to see the response from like online as opposed to like being at shows and stuff. But I mean, it's been really cool. Like people are actually listening to my songs, which feels great. And streaming is doing really well, which feels good. So yeah, I'm feeling great.
Well, I have a lot to talk to you about. I think since you are new to a lot of the people watching now, let's play a song.
Okay.
You cool with that?
Yeah. Let's do it.
And so her Instagram is Tierra Music, which is T-I-E-R-A Music, Tierra Music. Yes. So if you want to follow her, I'm just kind of vamping as you're, are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. All right. What is this song?
I'm going to do Miles. It's a song that I did with my friend Breland. He did like a really cool like rap situation. I can't do it as well as him, so I'm just going to do like the demo version because I can't do it like Breland does. This is called Miles.
All right, here we go.
You're like a slow lane Sunday. You're good for my soul. You're taking me places I never thought I could go. You're my dashboard religion. Got my love on cruise control. Take me any direction and it still feel like home. You're putting miles on my heart. You keep putting miles on my heart, and I'm loving it, baby. La 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 la. Miles on my heart. La 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 la. Miles on my heart.
And that's awesome. Love it. Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. I'm just such a fan. Tonight's been a good night. Like, I like Dustin Lynch. Big fan of you, too.
I had a song stuck in my head when I came in here. I was like, I hope I remember the words of my own lyrics.
Wait, what? What did you say? You had a song sung by him?
Sorry, it's my accent. I said
I have the same accent, though. I should not be able to understand.
I had his song stuck in my head.
Oh, got it.
So I was
it,
like,
got
I
got
hope
it.
I remember my song.
I'm like, yeah. I'm from Arkansas. You're from
Alabama. Yes.
Pretty similar.
Pretty similar.
Except you beat us in football. Other than that, we're all good.
Yeah.
I know so much of the music that you do. Can I request a song?
No, that's terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Would you do Found It In You?
Sure. Yeah, I can do that.
Why was that terrifying? Because I can request any song in the whole world.
Yeah, you could, but I don't know. That was just scary. I guess they're my own songs, so I should not be terrified.
So you're terrified of your own songs and games.
Yeah.
You know, she's got a lot of fears, a lot of weird fears.
I'm terrified
here.
Of the unexpected.
Okay, well, that's this whole career.
I know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you scared of clowns by any chance?
Yeah, I'm terrified of everything. Okay, I need some therapy.
All right, here it is. This is Found It In You from Tierra.
You're the phone call picking up in the middle of the night. You're the patience I don't have when things ain't right. you that you can do it, baby, even when I don't wanna try. My mama always said, real good love just hard to find, but I found it in you. Every little thing I was missing, baby, you love me, oh, getting kinda crazy. You got to the heart of me, boy, the best part of me, I found it in you. Confidence knowing I can be happy, just cause you tell me that you got me. All that I was looking for, I ain't gotta look no more. I found it in you. You, I found it in you. I found it in you. I found it in you. To the heart of me, every part of me, I found it in you. The confidence to know that I can be happy, just cause you tell me that you got me. All that I was looking for, I ain't gotta look no more. I found it in you. You, I found it in you. I found it in you.
So good. Tierra Music on Instagram. People are asking, how do they see you out, like, if, to play music?
Well, I'm playing Watershed Festival August 1st, so that'll be fun.
Which is Watershed. I've played Watershed. Is that in Seattle? Is that up?
It's in George, Washington.
Okay, the Gorge. It's in the Gorge. It's the greatest. Yeah, and that's up in Northwest Arkansas, in the northwest part of the country. Yes. It is the coolest place.
Is it?
Oh, you haven't been up there. I act like
I've
cool.
only been to two states in my entire life. So
okay, let's go. Let's settle on that for a second. You've been to Alabama, Tennessee.
Okay, three: Alabama, Tennessee, Maryland, and Florida. So four. That's it.
Well, that's not a lot, but that just multiplied pretty quick. You went from two to four.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, but like, I feel like compared to everyone else in the world, four is not a lot.
You're playing Watershed. That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited.
We're on the air in Seattle. I'm gonna make sure to tell all of them to go when they go up there to make sure to. Spend some time. It. Yeah, yes. We got to get you to more states.
I know. Well, I just want to like play everywhere and travel everywhere. So.
Any other shows that you have booked yet? Or are we waiting to see as things start to open up?
Not yet. Yeah, we're just waiting to see.
All I know is you didn't play Bobby Fest.
I'm sorry.
I know.
You're going to hold that against
me. We could have put you in more states. That's the goal.
I know. I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm getting married, Bobby.
So what? Yeah, what's happening with that?
We get married in October, so it's right around the corner. And we're done with planning, so now we're just waiting.
And so, do you have the honeymoon? Where are you going?
We're going to the Maldives.
Honey, it's like, Dustin, I don't even know where that is. You're talking about even the states. You're saying places I can't even find on a map.
I know. Well, it's like my first time like going out of the country, so I'm excited.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't leave the country until I was in my 25 or something. We never went on vacation. We were so poor as a kid, we didn't go on vacations.
Yeah.
And so, but when I started to travel around, I thought it was so cool. When I'd be like in an airport, like honest to God, I'd be like in an airport in Idaho. And I would go, this is the coolest thing. I never thought being from Mountain Pine, Arkansas, I would get to be in Idaho.
Well, it is pretty cool, like seeing different countries and seeing how other people live their life. Cause I feel like you're in a bubble wherever you live, you're in this kind of bubble. And it's really cool to see just, you know, this whole big world out there.
I am super excited for you to be getting married. I'm excited that you're just going to be like in this orbit for a long time, because not only do you deserve to be, like I said, the system is broken. If in the next couple to few years, you're not a star. It's broken.
Thanks.
And I would say I quit, but I'd lie. I would, because I'm not quitting, but I still am rooting for you hard.
Thank you. Means a lot.
You have an EP that's out now.
Yes.
And so people can listen to that. Are you writing new music like what's happening with that process?
Yeah, more music is coming. I just got off of a writer's retreat and we wrote some pretty dang good songs. So there's going to be some sort of extension to the EP at some point.
Well, you guys follow her, Tierra Music, at Tierra Music. She is just one of my favorites. And I even tried to pay her to play music at my festival. I was like, I will pay you literally money to. And she said, nah, I'd rather get married. And then, you know what? Good for her. That's what I say. Good for her. You're a real treat. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Now you have to sit here while I awkwardly close the show.
Cool.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, All right, totally.
Cool. All right, so that's our show for tonight. Thank you guys for hanging out. Thanks to our guests, Dustin Lynch. and also Pat, the banjo player, and also Dustin Lynch's mom, who was over in the comments for Dustin's performances. All were fantastic tonight. Also, let me say, this lady over here, Tiara, is fantastic. She is one of my favorite artists in town right now. And I don't just say that because she's here. I said that to her the first time. I remember playing her video when it was Girl Crush, and I was like, one day she's going to come on my show, and she's going to come do my internet talk show. Remember when I said that, Mike?
I do remember that.
And I was like, the internet talk show will be kind of crappy, but she'll come do it.
She'll do it.
Yeah, we talked about it. Anyway, my closing thought for the night is thank you, first of all. Thanks to Twitch, to Control Music. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss all the great content here. You talk about concerts here. They have it. Thanks to our crew behind the scenes who make it happen. We're back with our final episode of On Time with Bobby Bones next month. But most importantly, thanks to YOU for watching. And I'll leave you with this. You can't start the next chapter of your life if you keep rereading your last one. I think we all get in kind of the habit of doing that. What does that mean? Life's all about moving on, no matter how bad you mess up or how good it goes. You got to keep moving. The only exception is probably Bill Cosby. He should probably just give up and go away. As for everybody else, let's go. Keep going. Remember, you can find wins on all your losses. I wrote a whole book about it. I believe it. I fail at everything. Maybe you don't get that job you interviewed for. Maybe the cute barista at Starbucks doesn't go out with you on a date. Maybe your wife tells you that, you know, some of the crazy stuff you want to do, you know, and is off the table. But be it what it may, that's okay. Sometimes you got to fail to succeed. You learn from that. You move on. Someday, if you're lucky, like me, you can be moderately known in regional parts of the country. That's right, friends. All right, be excellent to each other. Party on. Good night, everybody.